Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kidgerina. It's Thursday, December 7. In Squiz Kids Today, a league of Aussie legends. Big Ben makes a fashion statement. An Aussie on the moon and a runaway Rudolph. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Which teams come to mind when I say the words Australia's top sporting teams? Think about their winning record over the past 5 years, their player development and retention, and club culture. Well, according to a team of sports analysts who compiled data on sporting teams from all different sports and compared their performances across a five-year period from 2019, the Penrith Panthers men's national rugby league team have been named Australia's top team, followed closely by the A-League's Melbourne City and New Zealand's super rugby team, the Crusaders. But one of the other top teams to have made the list, which features 173 teams in all, you may never have heard of. The Chiefs eSport Club came in at number 11, above the Brisbane Lions men's AFL team and the Melbourne Storm men's NRL team. The Chiefs play a game called League of Legends. For those of you not in the know, it's a multiplayer battle arena game where two teams of five players battle it out to gain experience points, earn gold, and purchase items to defeat the opposing team. The team trains together every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and because their job involves lots of sitting, they need to manage their fitness and nutrition to keep healthy and avoid injuries to their hands. One of their star players says, "I don't like Red Bull because it gets me too energized. I like being calm." He prefers to stay hydrated with English breakfast tea instead. What a legend. I've stuck a link in today's episode notes to a full list of top teams if you want to see where your favorite came in.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in London, the capital city of England, where... Oh, Squizzy, I thought we might find you here. Where the famous clock tower that houses the bell named Big Ben is causing quite a stir on social media. A video of the clock tower has been circulating this week because it appears to show the Big Ben Tower wearing a yellow puffer jacket made by the outdoor brand North Face. Now, we know that the temperature in London has been chilly this week, but really? A reverse Google image search revealed that the video was posted on Instagram by sneaker and sportswear brand JD Sports with the caption, "We're all on an expedition." So it's clearly an ad, as people in the video are wearing North Face jackets and hats. JD Sports doesn't acknowledge that the video is computer generated. However, there are a couple of clues that point to the video being a fake. For example, one woman is shown pointing in the wrong direction, and a phone that's seemingly being used to capture the clock tower appears not to be turned on. I've stuck a link in the episode notes so you can see for yourself. So while it's a very clever advertising stunt, it's important, as Squizzy is always reminding us, to stop, think and check and recognise what's real and what's not. Thanks, Squizzy. You've done it again.
Spaced out.
Australia is going to the moon, people. No, not you or me. Yet, but a moon rover that has been named in a popular vote by the Aussie public. 8,000 submissions were received by the Australian Space Agency for a new Australian-made moon rover, and more than 20,000 people voted on the top four names. The runners-up were Hulamon, which is an Indigenous name for a multi-purpose tool used for gathering, Kakira, an Indigenous name for the moon, and Mateship. Even Rover McRoverface made an appearance, but the winner was Rover, our moon-roving kangaroo. The vehicle itself, which will be about the size of an average school desk and weigh just 20 kilos, is set to be launched by NASA in 2026 as part of their Moon to Mars program. And its job? To collect moon soil and analyze it for oxygen, with the hope that it will one day be extracted for rocket fuel and for breathing. I've stuck a link to an artist's impression of the vehicle in your episode notes. For a machine that has to endure the harsh temperatures and radiation of space, it's really cute.
Animal Kingdom.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for two reindeer believed to be travelling on hoof on the motorway. There's no jolly man in red or sleigh in sight.
Police and motorists in the English county of Suffolk were stunned this week to see two reindeer making their way down the A11 motorway. Roads were closed for several hours as the police attempted to arrest the reindeer's progress and herd them safely away from the road. No, it wasn't Dasher and Dancer taking a quick holiday before the Christmas rush. The reindeer had been hired for a Christmas display on a nearby estate but had gotten loose and wandered onto the motorway. The owners used food and another reindeer to coax them back to safety. Deary me. Can you hear that? That's the sound of summer holidays, my friends, and they're just around the corner, which also means an end to school and an end to the Squiz Kids Daily News Podcast for the year. In fact, this is our final daily pod of the year, and Bryce will be with you for the Squiz on Friday. Then it's holiday time. But don't panic, we're not about to leave you completely in the lurch. As with every summer holiday, we've got a whole bunch of summer content planned to keep you entertained. Every Friday of the holidays, we'll be putting out a bumper kids versus adults quiz on topics as varied as the world's weirdest animals and movies of 2023 to see who's smarter, kids or adults. Every Monday of the holes, we'll publish a Squiz Kids shortcut on topics as varied as Christmas traditions around the world to ice cream and roller coasters. And don't forget our great big Squiz Kids Joke-a-thon, which will drop on Monday the 18th of December, just in time for your Christmas road trip. We had so many excellent jokes sent in, we can't wait to share them with you. And, of course, a Squiz Kids Book Club episode every Wednesday, where kids review books for other kids. And we'll be sharing the podcast of our recent Canberra live show, which is packed with fun. All this great content will drop in the Squiz Kids feed over the holes. Just subscribe in your favourite podcasting app to make sure you don't miss out. So whether you're on a road trip or hanging out at home, Squiz Kids has got you covered this summer. You're welcome. Speaking of Christmas, are you scrambling for that last-minute Christmas gift for your kids' teacher? Caught in the last-minute Secret Santa classroom mashup? Or simply looking for a few stocking stuffers? We're here to help. The Squiz Kids merch shop is open for business and will be shipping right up until the 18th of December. And as a special offer, Bryce will be autographing limited edition Squiz Kids water bottles and trucker caps between now and Christmas. If you want to personalise the gift by making it out to someone special, just request an autograph or a message via the contact form on our shop website. But hurry, only while stocks last.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the eSport team that is amongst the top Aussie teams? That's right, it's the Chiefs. Question number two. What was unusual about the Big Ben clock tower in the video circulating on social media? Well done if you said it was dressed in a yellow puffer jacket. Question number three. What is the name of the Australian-built rover that will be sent to the moon in 2026? Good listening if you remembered that it's the Roover. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's December 7, only 18 days until Christmas and the first day of Hanukkah, a very special Jewish celebration also known as the Festival of Light. Hanukkah starts this evening and finishes on the evening of December 15. I've stuck a link to a video in the episode notes if you'd like to find out more about it. It's also a special day for this quiz kid celebrating a birthday today. Oliver from Oak Park, Aisha from Burwood East, Phoebe from Templestowe, JJ from Bendigo, Zoe from Wonturna, Juan from Chester Hill, Eden from Kalongalook, Bella and Mark from Riverwood, and William from Hackett. A belated shout-out goes to Matilda from Holsworthy. Classroom shout-outs today go to Class 2E and Mrs. Ellis at Ambervale Public School, Stage 1 at Matong Public School, and happy birthday to their teacher, Mrs. Smith. All the students at Eskill Park Public School, Mr. Agarwal's class at Murray Farm Public School, Class 5H with Mr. Guy at Mansfield State School, Class 5-6 with Mrs. Dickinson at St. Mary's Primary School in Rutherglen, Class 3D with Miss Turvey at Belmont State School, Class 6H with Mrs. Hall at Freshwater Christian College in Cairns, Class 6G at Minto Public School, Year 3 with Mrs. Evans at St. Paul's Primary School in Mossvale, Class 5A with Mrs. Ronson at Bina State School, Class 6K with Miss Hillard at St. Andrew's Public School, Class 3-4 Blue with Mrs. Dixon at Coaldale Public School, and lastly, but definitely not leastly, to Classes 2AE and 2SB at Rosanna Golf Links Primary School. That, my friends, was the last of our classroom shout-outs for the year. We have so many requests still in our queue and we are so sorry for not getting to them all. Teachers, we suggest getting in early and submitting your shout-out requests for next year when you find out who your class will be so that you're right at the top of the list for 2024. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you want a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. And remember, if you celebrate a birthday over the Christmas break, send us your birthday shout out by tomorrow, Friday, December 8, and we'll make sure to include you in the weekly quizzes that will be going out each Friday of the holidays. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. Bryce will be back again tomorrow with the Kids versus Adults Weekly News Squiz. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.